KDUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good evening, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West, as always, on this Monday, August 22nd, 2022. That's a lot of twos, my brother. In the studio, Ryan Rooks. That's the laughter. We got Pat Stat Guy. We got Aaron on the other side of the glass. We just finished up, well, we're finishing up week two of the preseason, which means we're 1 week closer to regular NFL, right?
Waxed. Yeah, 16-3 right now.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I just got back from Mexico. I'm all happy. I can't
happy
complain.
You made it back alive. Happy.
It was an adventure. You know, got stuck out in the middle of the Sea of Cortez. Had to get towed in off of going fishing. Had a couple of ATV breakdowns, and it was fun.
Took a wrong turn in Nogales.
It all is well, and I had one of the best times with my brother and sister-in-law. So I will.
That's
take
awesome.
It. I'll take it.
That's awesome.
How about you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Had a fantasy football draft that was one for the ages. Shout out the Badger Real Deal Vegas crew. It really was.
Already,
it was epic.
Huh?
It was epic. We had to do it early, had somebody in town.
Okay.
First time ever that they've had this league 16 years that we've had everybody in for the draft. So,
so you've been in
deal.
The league, so we've had this league, what, 22 years, and I've been in it, I think, 17 or 18, I believe.
Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. So, but you also have another league you've been in for 16 years?
That league's been around 16 years. I've been in it since 2016. So, not too long. I took over somebody, rest in peace, Steve.
Wow.
But while you were in Mexico,
yes.
the Deshaun Watson news came down.
Yes.
So, the final conclusion of what's going to happen, an 11-game suspension. I know ad nauseum this has been spoken about, but guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We haven't done that yet.
And a $5 million fine.
Yeah.
Correct?
So okay, question, so, where's the money going? It goes to the NFL charities. That's an interesting concept because they're not affected by any of this.
What are your thoughts on this? Because I told you it was going to be more than 8 games. I said the over of 8 and we talked about this, but this is also when the initial came in, then it got obviously challenged, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that it's coming down and it's 11 games, are they going to bring in somebody else, or are they just
no,
going?
No, they settled this.
Jimmy G is a free agent.
This wasn't a ruling. This was a settlement. Before he made
Correct.
His ruling, they settled on it. So, because they were going to come back with a year.
Yes.
Which, as a Browns fan, I almost rather it had been a year, in the sense of then, if you wanted to make a move for Jimmy G, because now you can't do that. Let me explain to you why you can't make a move for Jimmy G.
Yep.
Here's why. You have Brissett, who's going to now, he went from going, okay, 6 games to going 11 games. You're not going to bring Jimmy G in to sit for 5 or 6 weeks to learn the offense. So after week 5 or week 6, they go from Jacoby to Jimmy. And then what happens after week 11?
Yeah,
they go
no.
from Jimmy
it's
to.
It's not smart.
It's not feasible.
No.
Had he been suspended for the year. Now, had he been suspended for the year, I think absolutely it could have been a can you could have kicked because you could have. You know, ran with Jacoby for a little while and then brought this guy in. But they believe enough in Jacoby Brissett, which at times as a starter, I think he started 5-2 with Indy before he got injured. And I think he was like 5-3 with Miami before he got injured. So it's not like he can't do it. I just, if you're telling me I was starting this season with Jacoby Brissett, I probably wouldn't have wanted to be a Browns fan this season.
So, yeah, I would agree. So, okay, so let me ask you this, because I haven't heard anybody ask this question yet, and I'm really, really curious. So we know that now, for sure, Baker Mayfield is going to be the starter of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably a really, really good situation for him, even though they messed up and signed Sam Darnold to some guaranteed money.
It's fifth year.
Is it a better decision that Baker went to Carolina as opposed to now having 11, maybe 12 games with Cleveland, being able to show what he can do and then move on, knowing he's going to move on.
If these guys were all robots and nobody had, like, you know, an ego or feelings getting hurt, then sure.
I think the
better move. Baker Mayfield's better than Jacoby Brissett. Let's not, I mean.
Correct. No, but
what
I'm saying
for Baker Mayfield,
yes.
The best thing that could have happened to him?
Happened.
Probably happened. I mean, he went to a worse team.
I think
the starter.
He should have stayed, and if he could have worked it out, and if Cleveland, he could have played 11 games, and if he was a stud, he's obviously not going to come. If Deshaun's available, he's not going to start.
They were too far gone. It was just too far gone. Unfortunately, it was too far gone. Is Baker a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett? Yes. I don't think we can argue that. He was the number one pick in the draft for reason, Heisman Trophy winner. We don't have to argue that. But on the field, Deshaun Watson is such an upgrade from Baker. I guess they're willing to take this hit. And if they think they can end up 5-6, 6-5 through those 11 games, which if you want to play the schedule game later in the later half of the show, we will. And to take a look at like exactly what that looks like. I mean, is it possible? They have a murderer's row after like week 6.
Yeah,
and then hold on.
What about Kareem Hunt?
They're not trading him.
Unless you have a frustrated running back, which you guys have two studs.
We have five stud running backs. Don't even get me started.
Okay.
Chicago Bears. Hello. Would you like to trade Roquan Smith for Kareem Hunt in a pick? Because I'll do it right now. And I'm a big Kareem Hunt fan, but because they have the stable of young backs, he's expendable. I don't like saying that. And he could go to a contender. Not Chicago's a contender or anything, but be able to like move on for a player versus a pick. They're not going to move him. We're too late into that process of trying to move him at this point.
Yeah,
they're going to have to lean heavily on the run to be able to be competitive, so you don't have Jacoby throwing the ball 30 times. Like, for the Browns to win games this year, Jacoby's got to be under 25 attempts.
Yeah, and it's just, it was early on. Like, we even talked about all in the offseason about Debo wanting out of the 49ers. He's ended up signing.
Yeah, it's about money.
Like, so it's all about, like, being happy, making sure that you feel respected.
And we'll get into the money. There's been some money things with these quarterbacks here real quick.
Okay, so
hold on, though, with the Deshaun Watson. Just, if you heard how he put this out there. He still maintained his innocence, he's remorseful, but I'm paraphrasing, folks. Remorseful, maintain my innocence, never disrespected nobody, gonna move on. Again, maintain it. He said it 4 or 5 times. I maintain my innocence, but we have to move on. I'm sorry if this affected everybody, but I did nothing wrong. Like, he just kept on. It was like the most backhanded apology I've ever seen. And what's interesting is, like some people said, maybe he's a sociopath because he really genuinely thinks he did nothing wrong. Either way, this has gone to bed. This should have gone to bed now. No pun intended. This has gone to bed now. You know what I'm saying? It's over. He's going to be gone for 11 weeks. They have the bye week. He comes back against Houston.
Yeah, but
tell me this isn't a storyline. This is drama. This is them scripting it. This is like Guiding Light.
Yeah.
Like, and then he comes back in week 12.
How many seasons does
Houston.
This follow him? Like
the rest of his career.
Yeah.
We've said this, the rest of his career.
The chance will be all this year, especially when he comes
forever.
Back. So,
I mean, like where the, anytime where the crowd he's is even, booing him. Like,
yes, forever.
Even if he's on the sideline for those 11 games that he's not able to play.
So, I think he can come back week 6 because you're allowed halfway through the suspension, you're allowed back for practice. They're not going to take number one reps away, though, from Jacoby when he still has 5 games to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, he'll be there. He'll be in the facility. I'm sure he'll be working on stuff.
He just can't play game. Correct.
But then, I guess it depends on where you're at record-wise. Do you bring him to Houston? Like, his first game back is there, really? Or are you going to go, we can go one more game with Jacoby? Or we're going to have to go with Josh
Dobbs?
It's just
the first game he's available,
like,
right?
Is that what you want to do? Speaking of first game available with this, we got Baker, like you said, as the starter. They play us. They play the Browns week 1.
He got the COVID that week, and he has to skip that week. It's gonna, said, there's going to be something to where
Baker said
your
that
ice is so loud.
I don't care.
Drinking his
I
drink
don't care.
All that. But I think it's very interesting because this is a very, very different case that we've never seen, to where the punishment and the extent of the length of how we've had to wait for this. We've never seen anything like
no,
this.
No, and Tony Busby, the lawyer for the female.
Yes.
Okay. He's now representing the person that was assaulted by Alvin Kamara.
Correct.
And he has spoken to the NFL that they need to get this under control. We're coming after it ASAP. It's like some would say that Tony Busby, he goes after high-profile players. Not that they're like he coerced things to happen, but that he's now representing. He's now being known as the person that's going to represent you if you've got a beef with an NFL player.
Yeah. Have you
it's
been
an
in
interesting
a car accident?
Take. Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting hill to die on. I'll tell you that. But Baker being the starter, Matt Corral, Liz Frank injury, he's out. So now they have to keep Sam Darnold.
Okay, so
Carolina has to keep Sam Darnold now.
Oh, they have to. Yeah, and it's not a bad situation for what
yeah,
you have.
Bro, he's terrible.
Even though Baker came in, you want Baker to be motivated, and now Sam Darnold is even more motivated to get better. So it's not a bad situation.
I feel bad for Matt
cost.
Corral. Liz Frank injury is no joke.
Yeah,
and he's this young.
Yeah,
like sometimes that stuff takes forever to heal, and it doesn't always.
It
heal right, that can be a big problem. So shout
okay.
out, hopefully Matt Corral's all right.
So what I want to talk about is that, so Jimmy G is I would assume, is going to get moved. Now, there's not a whole lot of takers because nobody's really sure, and they're really hoping that we just drop him, which we still might do. But
you have to.
Shanahan's saying that we're willing to take him. Now, last year, we found out today that Trey Lance actually broke his finger in a preseason game, and that's part of why he didn't actually continue to play even more. So I'm really, really curious to see how much of an explosion that Trey Lance is going to have, but also, is Jimmy G going to be on our roster?
No.
Come September?
No. No. The week of week one, his...
September what, 8th?
That's Thursday. That's the first game, but yeah. I'm saying the week of, it was September 3rd. That Monday. I guess my question would be this. If he's on the roster for week one, he's fully guaranteed his contract. They're
correct.
Not going to carry $20 million for the backup.
$24 million.
They're not carrying that for the backup. They're going to have to cut him. Listen, when everybody's always like, I got a question. When they always say, we got to get something from him. Didn't you already get something from him? He went to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. You got something for him.
Correct.
You need we're so hell-bent on we have to get something for him in return. Didn't the services and the contract that you signed him to give you what you wanted from him? Like, why do you have to get extra? You're not going to get anything. Everybody knows. Listen, if you're willing to carry $24 million,
feel free. If you think about what we gave up to get Jimmy G, and then you think about what we gave up to get Trey Lance to move up.
You don't need draft capital to get that back.
Trey Lance better show up, and then, like, we better be seeing three NFC championships, two Super Bowl runs. Like, this better... He has the upside. He's a stud, but he's not proven.
He played 45 minutes of college football, essentially. I mean, he didn't play very much, but he's got all the talent.
These Bay Area fans are, though, just championships.
Yes.
Yeah, Super Bowls, that's all they expect.
You guys doubted me about the Warriors. You guys doubt me about, all this stuff. Like, come on, we win.
Talk about
we win. How many championships do you want me to stack up in front of you?
That's all I'm saying, spoiled.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear it.
It's not spoiled if it happens. If my team keeps winning, it's not spoiled.
I mean, a little bit it is. A little bit it is.
Yeah. All right. I'll keep my pinky up. That's all.
You would. Wine, cheese, pinky in the air.
Why not?
At any rate. All right. So when we come back, we're going to dive into more football. Kyler Murray. Talk about Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady. Oh, my goodness, Tom Brady. We got a lot. Bills team's deep. We have so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. So on the other side, we will talk to you about that. You're listening to KDUS 1060 Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show, Rich Eisen, James Out West. We'll see you on the other side.
Come on back.
Ready to bring KDUS AM 1060 into your home with Alexa?
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Download the KDUS AM 1060 skill and enable. Then say, Alexa, open KDUS AM 1060.
This is where I start my day.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thanks, as always, CJ, for bringing us back from the break. James out west on this beautiful Monday evening, looking out of the studio, out at the freeway as the semi-trucks roll by. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
It's finally not thunder, lightning, raining, storming
crazy. It would look good out these windows tonight, let me tell you that. This game right here, Atlanta finishing up week two preseason Monday Night Football. We got Atlanta Jets. Jets are on their way back. 16-10, who knows what's going to happen? Who cares? It's week two, about two teams we don't care about. Moving on.
Yeah, I think it's really important to touch on the fact of so many people are getting hyped on different plays and different things and different even accidents. We got to get into Thibodeau and his accident. Injury, let's put it that way. Let me say it that way. But with what's going on, you have threes against twos. You have threes against ones. So people who... if you're not matched up, it's a completely different game. And people have to realize that a third stringer who is trying to make the cut is doing everything they can, where you have a first-round draft pick, fourth or fifth in the draft this year. He knows he's making the cut. He made an accident. I think he made a mistake to put his right foot down. But
he hesitated, and it cost him. What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is a rookie defensive lineman coming around the bend, trying to get a sack on a quarterback.
Yeah.
The running back did what he is taught to do, and that is to cut block. And in the NFL, they've taken away cut blocks from so different areas. And if you don't know what that is, a cut block is essentially when an offensive player is, their job is to block the defensive player at the knees. So Thaddeus Moss, shout out Randy Moss, come on, you know, his son, you got mossed. Hey, Thibodeau got mossed, essentially. He got taken down with what had to happen. People calling it egregious, people calling it dirty, people calling it illegal. People of high regard in the NFL, which I'm not going to name names, but has huge shows, very well known, respected, took to the social medias. It's unacceptable. He must be suspended and fined, and anything else
they
is unacceptable.
They want to try and ban that kind of hit.
What are you talking about? So I'm glad that instead of sports pundits and stooges like us out here going, he should be kicked out of the game, you had guys that played like A.J. Hawk, guys that played like Teddy Bruschi, guys that played like Mark Schlereth that went to social media and said, hold the phone here,
there
young bucks.
Yeah.
That's a legal play.
So yeah,
they made eye contact.
He probably should have.
He knew what was going to happen. They're taught how to defend that. He simply didn't, and it cost him. It's not Thaddeus Moss's fault that the defensive player that's a third overall pick or whatever he was
didn't
make
the
play.
By the way, it's going to cost him about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
So, and the Giants came out today saying that he's going to be there for the start of the regular season, which math doesn't really match up with that, with the 3 to 4 weeks. However, it's important to know that as a defender, you're not allowed to go below the knees. As an offensive player, you're allowed to
hit
them.
But only in certain areas of the field.
Of the field, correct. So what he did was not illegal. And everybody looks at it as a dirty play. If you watch the play, Thibodeau planted his foot and then questioned himself off of what? Because it was a ghost run, I believe, off of what the back end, what the running backs were going to do. And then Moss came across and hit him. And they both looked each other in the eyes. Thibodeau could have totally put his arm and pushed him down and saved himself or jumped and moved in a different way. It was a bang-bang play. Unfortunately, he got injured.
And the only reason we're talking about it is because he was the third or fourth overall pick in the draft. That this was just some guy that's selling insurance in 3 weeks.
If he was a fourth round,
happen,
fifth round
be
pick, no,
about it.
No, it wouldn't be. But it's important to know, like, that it's actually.
I mean,
this,
but when you hear how
illegal,
these people are talking about it,
Moss wasn't dirty on this play.
When you hear about how people are talking about it, especially on like the big stations, you know, both TV and radio, it was like this guy murdered somebody on the field.
No,
they were acting like he was like he was Miles Garrett smacking Mason Rudolph.
Those people are out there trying to clean up the game more and more.
I understand, but there's even Chuck Pagano. Shout out Chuck Pagano, Coach Chuck Strong. He even said he's on the rules committee, and they look at this rule. They look at it every year, so they're aware of what it can do, and that's why they've made these certain revisions. But you can't take away. It's a physical game.
It's a physical bang-bang game. Like, you can't take away from that. And what he did was perfectly legal. It's okay. If he were to not make that tackle, he could
and
possibly get
gets blown up.
But he could get cut if he was to, to lax off of that.
Right.
Okay.
His last name is Moss, but he's not guaranteed a spot on that
team.
No.
Right. Yeah, you're not Randy Moss. You're not getting Moss. Like, he absolutely has stuff to prove. So
let's talk about real quick, because that's enough of the breakdown. It was a deep breakdown.
It's the New York Giants. Okay, let's move
on. And again, shout out, Paul. It is your Giants. I understand, but you know they're going to be terrible. We talked about this last week. Okay, Paul, you know what I'm talking about. They're going to be terrible. He was very upset. He came by on his bike. He was like, hey, why are you talking all this about my Giants, huh? He scares me a little bit, so I was like, you know.
Did he like that I said?
All in good fun. All in good fun, Paul, okay?
Okay. All right, so let's get it. Oh, go ahead.
We're going to talk about quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Before we get into contract quarterbacks, let's talk about the rookies. Let's talk about what happened during preseason. Talk about Malik Willis week two.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett week two. Even though Josh Jobs ain't a rookie.
Did Kenny Pickett win the job this week, Aaron?
No.
Aaron, do you think so?
Unfortunately, I was not able to watch the game this week, so I actually would not know.
He looked good.
He
was 6 for 7, I believe. He looked good.
He looked good.
And the fact that they played him so little kind of
No,
says
they just
something.
Know that he's the backup. They know that they're going to start Mitch.
So.
They're not
but
rolling
Mitch
him out.
But Mitch doesn't look good.
No, here's the thing. Mitch didn't look bad if you look at the numbers, but watching, because you didn't get to watch it, Aaron,
no.
He made two plays in which he was going, I mean, he was running for his life. The pocket collapsed so quick that he had to make plays that I know Kenny can move. But, like, Mitch showed why he was the 10th overall pick or whatever in the draft and why he's been a Pro Bowler. He was able to escape out of it, roll to his opposite side, and throw a dart. It was a really nice play. Kenny Pickett just, it seemed like it flowed better, but he's also playing against lesser talent.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like it's going to be one of those things where, you know, Mitch will start, but they'll wait for, you know, Trubisky to kind of mess up or just kind of look lackluster, and then they'll put Kenny Pickett in. I just kind of feel like that's how it goes.
Yeah, they're going to ease him in, I think.
I actually completely disagree with you guys, and I think Kenny Pickett's going to start. I think week one, he's going to start. So just to give you guys some stats, so Mason Rudolph went 17 for 21, 127 yards, and one touchdown, no interceptions. Kenny Pickett went 6 for 7, 76 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Mitch Trubisky went 5 for 8, 60 yards, no touchdown, no interceptions.
Yep.
So but Kenny Pickett seems like Tomlin's guy.
Yeah, but he also puts him in the
position. He fits in
that
system.
He's also put him in position to win. Oh, hey, we're going to wait until the third quarter of the preseason one when you're playing against guys that we play in flag football in the offseason to set him up for success.
Again, correct. So it's against who you're going up against, so it's really hard to judge.
He's one of those guys. It's like, yeah, we know we've got a Mustang, and as a Browns fan, I'm really upset. We talked about this. I'm not happy they got Kenny Pickett. I think he's going to be very good for a long time.
Yeah.
But knowing that, let's not even take a chance of, not to ruin anything with him, but I think just like, it's such a great fit that we don't need to push him into it yet. Let Mitch, if Mitch plays well and we're winning, great. If Mitch isn't playing so well, but we're hovering on 500, we can go to the kid and know that he's not going to screw it up. I think they're going to lean on the side of caution, only because they have the luxury of leaning on the side of caution.
Yeah.
If it was just Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, they would have already announced it.
Oh, correct. Correct. 100%. Now, I wouldn't say anything either, but I think coming out of it, you're going to go to Kenny Pickett. Like, you made the mistake of Mitch Trubisky. That's perfectly fine. Most people have.
The mistake.
It is.
It's not a mistake.
He's a great backup, but he's not like what is going to lead you unless you have an amazing team around you.
Which they have a great defense and good offensive players around them. They absolutely could. Okay. Listen, I'm not sleeping on him because they lost Big Ben. I wish he would have signed on for another year. Like, having Ben the last 3 or 4 years, as anybody that's playing against the Steelers, we're kind of happy. That's historically not true, but happened to have been the last couple of years because he was a shell of a former self.
Yeah.
And going back to something that Pat said earlier, this is a great callback, Pat, about will it follow Deshaun Watson? How long will it follow him? Dude, within an hour of Big Ben retiring, like the report was Big Ben retiring after 18 seasons, and literally in the same headline was 10 years ago was a question like about sexual assault. Like, they mention it still to this day when it's brought up. When he gets 5 years from now, or 4 years from now, I guess, when the Hall of Fame comes up, of course he'll get in first ballot, but it will be mentioned. I guarantee you Skip and Shannon will be arguing about it.
But, like, is the crowd, like, going to mention
it? Yeah. I guarantee you fans in Cleveland, I guarantee you people.
They started to love Big Ben again, though.
Oh, people in Pittsburgh still loves him, but I guarantee you people in Cincy, people in Baltimore, people in Cleveland, they will never have a good thing to say about him. They'll always want to bring it up, and now vice versa. The Browns have the same thing. We have a guy that everywhere he goes, but it's going to be 10 times worse.
Oh, I know plenty of Seattle fans just because of that game in the Super Bowl that just still bring that up just because it's something to dig a knife into, right? Like, they're bitter about it, and yet that's what they can go to. And it's true. Like, that game was so crazy and some of the calls were ridiculous. But at the same point, like, that's what they go to. So it's going to be attached.
Yeah, 100%.
It really just matters of how much you win because, like, we've talked about Kobe. Like, he went through some different things like that, and then it really doesn't get talked about. But it's all about what you do, what you've changed, what you
do. Well, he had one incident.
It
was a huge blow up, but because it got – and here's the thing with the NBA. Because there's so much stuff that happened historically after that, like, think about all the things that happened after
that. Oh, it gets shut down.
Didn't the Malice in the Palace happen after that?
Right,
like, I think a lot of things in the NBA happened after that. That it's
it was
just
like
kind of
next year,
and
or that same
and
year.
And frankly, it was in Colorado, it was in Denver. It was kind of had this happened in New York or Miami or Chicago. Seriously, I think that there's more to it. There's more eyes. This happened in Little Eagle, Colorado, in a little spot, which is hilarious because that's like an hour away from Denver.
Yeah,
like, I don't
think,
know why
I think
they were there.
If you really examine it, that's still attached to Kobe's name, unfortunately. And
but such.
Well, I mean, you have to think about, like, he never had tattoos, and he got a huge tattoo for his wife. He got that million and a half dollars.
Deshaun's punishment is this lifelong punishment of everywhere he goes,
even though he wasn't found guilty.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I mean,
it is. No, it is, and it should be, But let's talk about a quarterback that doesn't get in trouble. Who put on 18 pounds of muscle, looks faster, bigger, badder. He looks like the coolest man on the planet if you got to see him yesterday at the Cardinals game.
With his
sunglasses.
Bro. Out. Ruck Puff and
I
stuff,
love it.
My Afro
I
puffs.
Love it.
Yeah, like, he looks like a beast, man. Like, and he says he hasn't lost any speed.
Now they offered
18 pounds of muscle.
I heard he might be faster.
That's what they said. I just disgusting. It's just disgusting. And I will say this:
he's going to get a four. He's going to get a four in front of his offer.
Well, they offered. I guess they offered him more than the Kyler.
Yeah,
but he wants fully guaranteed.
He wants guaranteed.
And they don't want that, so there's kind of some pushback there. We'll see what happens. He gave him a deadline.
Did you see him and Kyler on the sidelines last night?
It's awesome.
Oh my god.
Kyler's hair looks legit right now too. So like the both of them have this like soul glow. Like if for all of you that've been around for a long time, Barry Gordy's Last Dragon. They're starting to get that show enough hair. They're starting to get that show enough hair. One of them will go. One of them will go
to be young and have money and be able to do whatever you want with your hair,
or just have hair. I mean, you know what I'm saying. So when we get back on the other side, we got
to
talk about what Dana White said.
We have
dropped a bomb over the weekend.
We have to talk about Tom.
We got NFL Top 100. We got more preseason. You're listening to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks. We got a full house tonight. KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Rich Eisen, James Out West. I know it's a lot. NAU football, can't wait. See you on the other side.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking around with us, James Out West, on this lovely Monday evening in August, finishing up the month. We had some crazy monsoons here over the weekend, so be safe out there if you're in the local Phoenix area. All right, so coming back, we were talking about finishing up week two, talking about the young quarterback situations that we saw, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. We should know that the Cardinals had no chance of winning that preseason game because the Ravens don't lose preseason games. 22 in a row.
Yeah, it's
22
ridiculous.
In a row. 19 was the record, and they're just going to keep going.
I think it was Seattle that had 19, I believe.
I mean,
the Cardinals still fought, though. Like,
yeah, it was 24-17. Like, it was a close game,
they
but it's like
back.
You just
I think
knew.
They were down.
You just knew.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things you just know.
Speaking of the Cardinals, the Raiders released Kenyon Drake today.
Which is interesting, yeah, that they – so obviously, you know, there's – thoughts that maybe Josh Jacobs, were they going to ship him out? Nothing. So this obviously solidifies that Josh Jacobs is the guy and that they believe in. I don't know who the third person would be that they're not going to have split carries. I don't think they're going bell cow Josh Jacobs 400 carries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
no,
if you're looking
no
into that
way.
Now, and
so okay, can we keep on the Raiders a little bit?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to. All right, so. It's
kind of,
it broke this morning, but on Saturday, anybody that got the Usman, Leon Edwards fight, which was a barn burner, five rounds for the UFC, light, you know what I'm saying? Goes five rounds, last second, kill shot, bang!
Yeah, headshot.
I mean, just smacked him with the footskis, dropped him. Eyes were open, but he was not home.
Which, if you bet on that, that was a big bet.
But
a lot of people.
But what really came of all of that was if you paid the $74.95 for the UFC fight, getting a little pricey. I know inflation and everything, but that app ain't that good.
Supply
ESPN
and
Plus. Because I got the clip right after it happened.
But they had the Gronks.
They had a show called The Gronks, and The Gronks was literally
all of the Gronks.
So there's like 17 of them. They're all on stage together, sitting
there
in couches talking.
Of them, but
whichever. It looked like 17. They're all huge. They all count as three people, okay?
Okay.
Even Papa Gronkowski, all right?
I count myself that way when I fly on an airplane. So
Dana White, billionaire.
Yes.
Dana White, what? Shows up via Zoom or whatever they were using to talk about, do an interview about what's going on. And he says, I can't believe that I'm going to tell the story.
So Gronk had brought something up along the lines with it, and it kind of like triggered Dana White to say, okay, I got to tell the story.
Dana White spilled the tea, spilled the beans, however you want to say it, that Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski in 2019.
So 2 years ago, the year that he went to Tampa Bay, he said that he was working out a deal to make sure that Tom Brady and Gronk came to Vegas.
That's insane.
So he was part of it.
No, according to him, he's the one that set it all up and had it going.
Correct. And that Tom Brady and Gronk were actually looking for houses in Vegas. And that Gruden, supposedly at the last minute, per Dana White, nixed it. Said, nope, we're not doing this. We believe in Derek Carr. Now, if you really want to put some layers to this, Mark Davis was all about getting Tom Brady moving to Vegas, having Tom Brady, having Gronk, being able to build this whole new situation for the last couple of years of Tom Brady's year of his career, right? So all of a sudden, if you look at the timeline, supposedly Mark Davis leaked some emails.
The infamous emails that got Gruden fired.
Investigation of the Washington football team, I guess, at that time, before they were Commanders. And that's what got Gruden fired.
That is wild.
So he was so Mark Davis was so upset that Gruden nixed Tom Brady. That's how he did it. And because he was guaranteed so much money, it all worked out.
And what do they say?
This is mind-blowing.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Yes.
He was greedy in his own ego, talking about John Gruden, that I'm going to remain in control. And if he's playing the long game, like, I'm so untouchable that I'm going to be here another 10 years.
Right.
Derek Carr is the better long-term fit because Tom might play 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. He might get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So I see where that's coming from, but you cannot pass on.
He was scared that Tom Brady was going to be in the building.
Yes, yes, 100%.
That also reveals, do you remember that cryptic Tom Brady tweet?
Yeah.
Where he said, like, oh, you're sticking with that?
Yeah, you're sticking with that guy? Well, yeah. Hold on, but that could have been a lot of people.
Everyone thought it was Jimmy G.
It could have been Jimmy G.
But this kind of points to being
sounds like
we all thought it was Jimmy G at first, but
wait
now,
a minute. There's two other teams that were involved in this movement. You had the New Orleans Saints. He could have been talking about Drew Brees. And they also had the Tennessee Titans. Could have been talking about Ryan Tannehill.
And we don't even know what else was behind, like, even if Miami is talking about going to, like, ownership. And
have
doing
we heard
that.
From Tom Brady on this after?
No, he didn't do press today. He finally showed back up at practice today, after, which is a whole nother story, a little 11-day hiatus, which...
Oh, and he still understands the offense. Yeah, big story.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have an offensive line, so...
But listen, with Tom, look... He was content in being retired. I think then he decided, you know, got that itch. I want to come back. But he'd already made whatever this was, which I'm sure it'll come out in Man in the Arena and Part 2 or whatever. But whatever they did was a promise that he had made that they had to finish.
Like Dana White just wanted to name drop a few people. He's like, my buddy Tom Brady.
I mean, it is interesting that he just, but what did Gronkowski say after? He goes, that's 100% correct. And you said it. I didn't. And then Mike Lombardi, who's former GM in the NFL and all this stuff, he said he doesn't need me to collaborate that story, but that's 100% true.
So I've heard...
That's wild. He could have been a Raider.
So, okay. So let's get into why he
was
gone for 11 days.
Could you imagine if he would have been a Raider?
Oh, no.
Tom Brady in the silver and black. What?
That would have been...
I mean...
Mind-blowing.
I don't know if they...
The guy got a ring. It didn't happen. It's
right.
All good.
Okay.
Very true.
Yeah, thank you to make that transition. That's actually a lot easier. Okay, so with what it is that, like, you just imagine your wife tells you, okay, since you're retiring, I'm booking this trip that we do every year with my family that you've never been able to attend. You're coming.
Yeah.
You can't, like, so if you're going to resign, okay, but these 10
That's
days.
Happening.
These 10 days are this. But now it came out today. Did you hear about this? He was on the, what is it, the Masked Singer?
First off, that came out last week, and that's shenanigans.
Oh, okay. That's so I heard
first
about
off,
it
Tom
the first
Brady, hold
today.
On, stop for a second. Let's just think about this. Let's just think about this from a practical standpoint. Tom Brady, the most driven person in the NFL since Peyton Manning, like as far as like loves well, breaks well. He's not going to leave training camp to go wear a goat head and be on the Masked Singer.
No,
not saying.
For 11 days.
yeah.
For 11 days. Like, it's not happening. I just think it's so comical that,
hey,
like, this is even
Pat's
coming
on to something. It was Dancing with the Stars, and that's why it was only 11 days, because you know he can't move his feet.
That's where the NFL players
go. Hey, first off, you know he can't move his feet.
Yeah.
Tom Brady can't move.
Emmitt Smith won that.
So, I think Jerry Rice was on it, too. There's a bunch of you right.
Jets just scored again.
Did they really? Was that?
Yep.
Oh, was that a
pick?
We don't even know.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, man, look at that rain happening. Woo.
Salah's finally coming into a...
Good for them.
Dude, the Jets winning preseason games.
Getting back to the Tom Brady thing, no, he was on the Masked Singer. He wouldn't take away time from that. Although, I will say this, him taking away time from camp was more of a benefit to Tampa Bay, in my opinion, than him being there only from the perspective that other guys had to get reps in. And
100%.
Other guys had to do more... Than what Tom had to do?
Yes.
I'm not worried about that. I don't think they're worried about that. That's why it was no big deal. It's a big deal in the sense of, you know, the media's going to make it a big deal. But it wasn't a big deal.
It's not a big deal. And I think the more interesting thing, well, first off, out of all players that can do this, Tom Brady can do this.
I was going to say, yeah, if this was Baker Mayfield.
If this is correct, you can't do this. Now, he knows the offense. He knows with what he has. He can actually let other players get a little bit better. He can come back. Right. He made a promise probably to his family and his kids. And he's at the point in his life that actually that work-life balance makes more sense, right?
At least he's not on the sideline just not, bashing his receivers.
Correct. And he's not he cares, but he knows with what he's doing. Now, what is going to be really, really interesting is moving forward, is there going to be another player that says, hey, I deserve the right to take 5 or 6 days off or 10 days off mm-hmm. because I am an established, sure. like an Aaron Donald.
I think if Aaron Donald wanted to, I think the Rams would be like, all right, we'll see you in 10 days.
Correct.
You just have to be able to have that cachet.
But nobody's ever done this before. This is unprecedented. Not without an injury or just somebody saying, hey, I'm going to have some personal time. I'm walking away for 11 days. No one's ever done that.
Well, it wasn't 11 days, but it was 11 days. No, I'm saying, no, yes, Tom Brady was 11
but
days.
It was
but
also,
as far as like,
it was also scheduled months ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, not to switch sports, but what Rodman did with the Bulls where he's like, look, I need a vacation
NFL.
In season, and it's happening now, and I'm going to Vegas 48
hours.
I'm going
to wear a wedding dress.
Yeah.
You mentioned that if he went over to the Raiders, you know, Gruden was scared that he would have complete control.
Correct.
Right? Tom Brady has complete
yes.
control
yes.
of Bucks,
everything.
Right?
Yes.
Let's be honest. He's fine.
Yes.
You put your hands on Tom Brady as far as if you're going to pay him, he's
you got to get him in the building.
And you have to
he's
trust.
LeBron James.
It's everything you get
it
in the
is.
Building. Well, I think Tom all the
even
way.
Even more so,
hey, listen,
I think.
I think Tom all the way down to the menu that the team facility serves. He's in there going, wait a minute. Where are you getting those? Are those locally sourced? All right, I got a guy. Everything is brought in through TB12.
Or his wife is just like. Zoink.
Oh, yeah.
Blinks her eyes. And
yes.
The witch
she's
comes
not. Through. Yeah, she's a witch, not a genie. There's two different things. She ain't making. Okay. Which, by the way, that 11,
a lot
that
of
11
stew.
Day.
Just a whole lot of stew.
That is a whole lot of stew. But it would be good. It'd be very, very.
Hey, you never know.
Well,
he's got his hands on everything. So
he really does. And good for him. And guess what? It's worked out. He's the greatest champion of all time. You're listening to KDUS 1060 Phoenix. On the other side, we'll finish up football, talk a little bit of bets.
Got some betting.
I can't wait.
Yes.
See you guys
finally.
On the other side.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, CJ. Final segment. Of James Out West on this Monday evening, August 22nd, 2022.
All the twos.
Before we get into, you know, obviously it's the beginning of the season, so we're going to talk about some sports betting real quick. But just some brushing up on college football. Obviously, we're going to talk college football because of the betting aspect of it, of course, Wet. But also, the NIL deals. You know, these deals where these kids are finally starting to make some money in college, are getting paid for their name, image, likeness. Two different things have happened that are very interesting when it comes to the NIL. So okay. Hooters restaurant chain signed 51 college offensive linemen to nationwide NIL deal. They signed basically Auburn, LSU, Oklahoma, Miami, Georgia Tech, Missouri, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, Florida Atlantic, and USF. That's pretty awesome that they're going to be doing commercials. They're going to be
like
getting
social
media
posts.
Yeah, like, things of that nature. So that's interesting. But what made another interesting was it came out a couple hours ago, and it's right in our own backyard. So ASU football. ASU football released that they are doing the Tempe NIL Club. I'm going to read you this player statement. Our team has come together to launch the Tempe NIL Club. If you're a fan looking to support the entire team, this is how you can do it. This is a membership-based community that allows fans to financially support and interact with the team. Fans can join right now by making a monthly commitment to the club. What you get out of this is meet and greets, Q&As with players, film breakdown, and other player-created content, financially support the team and ensure that they're, you know, a leader in the new era of the NIL. So basically, they came together as a group and said, hey, we're going to do it this way so we're all equal, and it's split over 75 players.
I like it.
That's interesting. Now, granted, being ASU, their football program isn't what it once was. They're on, you know, they're trying their best to do what they can to get back to being, you know, should be. It's a great school. It's in a great facility,
Herm
a great
Edwards,
location.
Right. I mean,
there are
have,
things that need to happen for them that need. Dub, shout out Dub. He said it's money.
Yeah.
It's money. It's getting
facilities
boosters
and
things like that.
Yep.
To now with these NIL deals, you can essentially, for lack of a better term, pay for players.
Yeah.
paid for their for them to come here and play, and they lose too many players to other places. The number one college player in the country is in Chandler. He's going to Ohio State next year.
Right.
The number five player in the country is in Chandler. He's going to Ohio State next year. These guys are getting plucked out of their own backyard. Granted, if you look at their roster, boy, they pull a lot out of California. They pull a lot of Texas. So it's not like they're not pulling players from these deep bed states that have these schools. But you can't lose these guys that are in-state like this.
No, you can't. And it's just
consistently,
consistent. You never hear of ASU being a top recruiting class. You just
Which
don't.
Is wild.
But it always takes, maybe 4 to 5 years to make that full transition. If you believe in a coach, if you believe in the facility, you start building things, you do things the right way, you start winning a couple more games each year. It takes time to get people to believe in your facility or ASU, let's say. It looked like they were on the road. They were moving up.
Brought
but
Herm
it
in with everything, the hype behind it, and what I thought they could bring, and it looked like maybe that can. I mean, ultimately, just like anything else in football, it comes down to quarterback play.
Yeah, it does. And they had some players leave too.
And we've got a new quarterback.
Yeah, so we'll see.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see. They play NAU Thursday, September 1st. I cannot wait. We're going to get deeper into college football, specifically locally. So
we get off of college football, can I go into one more thing?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Urban Meyer's back.
I told you he's back.
I know, but this is crazy to me that how much this is like.
They're going to have him on the road.
With Rob Stone, Brady Quinn, Reggie Bush, and Matt Leinart, and Urban Meyer.
Why are we? Before he went.
What is going on in this?
Before he went to Jacksonville, that's what he was doing before. But they were in studio.
Yes, but now.
Now they're going to take him on the road. They're trying to make it like ESPN's College Game Day.
Yep.
So you're going to allow Urban Meyer to be in front of a live audience
of college kids
that are encouraged to carry signs like Game Day. You don't think that there's not going to be any derogatory signs based on what happened and how things went down? This is set up for disaster.
Right. I don't think it's going to last.
I don't know how they're going to be able to do
Fox
this.
How Fox is writing this off, that's crazy.
I don't know how they're going to be able to do this.
Okay. So we don't need to spend too much time on it. Is there anything else you want to talk about with college? Because I want to talk about some betting.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
So I don't want to get in too much to the differences, but what last year, we talked about, because it was the first year that we could bet legally in Arizona.
Sure.
So we talked about the plus minus. So if you're betting $100 mm-hmm. and it's plus 100, mm-hmm. you're winning $100, so you're getting back 200 in total.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Right? So if you're betting minus 100, how much are you getting back?
10.
Okay. So you're only getting back $110.
You're putting up 100 to win 10 bucks.
But if you parlay it and you end up changing the odds because you stack, let's say, six different games or six different options, you can actually increase those odds.
Well, let's explain it to them real quick if you want to know. So a parlay is a bet that includes more than one wager.
Yep.
In order to win a parlay, you cannot have anything loose. So anything more than one bet is considered a parlay. They're called legs. So whether you have two teams, it's a two-leg. You have three teams, it's a three-leg, and so on. You basically can build them up to 10, 12, 14. Obviously, the more you put on, the less likely it is to hit, the odds become bigger. But
the odds go stacked.
It happens all the time. We see it all the time on the internet weekly. Every week, somebody somewhere
has
hit something crazy.
A $20 bet, a $20,000 bet, and then they just hit this huge amount of money.
It's
very interesting. There was a guy that bet $10,000 and won like $3.2 million this last weekend. It was unreal. But I wanted to talk about, because I made a couple of different picks, and I've been trying to look at different things before the season started. And normally I don't like doing long, to the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, future bets. So those are called future bets, by the way.
Correct.
Just so I can educate you.
Thank you. But I made enough off of last season that I wanted to make a couple and then go into the season with the same and, make my smaller bets.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a six-leg parlay, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Panthers, the Packers, the Bills, the Niners, the Colts, and the Ravens to all win their division.
So stop right there.
Slow that down again. Can you repeat that?
The Panthers.
So let's stop right there. You took the Panthers to win the NFC South.
Correct.
That has Tom Brady in it still. I understand you say he has no line.
He has no offensive line.
And over
and
the other team that is probably going to win the division, in my opinion, which isn't Tampa Bay, which is the New Orleans Saints. How are you counting out the New Orleans Saints?
I'm taking the risk of it. It's a small bet.
It's because of the odds.
It's the odds. So
but
it's,
you
so
made
again,
the bet, so you believe it's going to happen.
So I'm not
you
betting.
It can
so
happen.
I'm not going to tell you how much I'm betting, but I'm going to say it's a small enough amount that it's not going to affect anything.
Okay.
But it's a plus 32,836. So it's well worth.
So you're saying there's a chance, yeah.
So yeah, I'm not saying it is.
It could. You're right. Tom Brady.
It's possible. It's probably.
I mean, slips and falls.
Probable. No,
Tom Brady slips and falls, doing the Masked Singer.
Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey rushed for 3,000.
Michael Thomas doesn't. Alvin Kamara goes down. Like, okay.
And Baker's the comeback player of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Packers, most likely, right? The Bills, most likely. The Niners, I know, over the Rams.
That
could be a stretch, but I do believe in my Niners this year. The Colts, I think, with Matt Ryan, actually.
Yes, sir.
And then the Ravens. Like, that's going to be another stretch, but at the same point, I do believe in them this year.
Those all could happen with the first one. You snake bit yourself with the first one, but that's what gave you the odds.
It's okay.
So, and just like we're teaching listeners, you can hit all of those and miss one, and you're out.
Then I'm out. Correct. Okay, so the other – so I have four or five bets total. So I did Josh Allen to win MVP and the Super Bowl. Like I said, it's kind of my dark horse. That's plus 3,500, so nothing crazy. I did Justin Herbert to win MVP and the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. I don't believe in them winning the Super Bowl, but I do believe in him having a chance to win the MVP. But I did a really small bet, but that's plus 10,000. So – not too worried about that one. I also did a larger bet for any California team to win the Super Bowl.
That's an interesting one. So it gave you the odds of just...
It's plus 400, so it's nothing
you
crazy.
Just bet on the Rams, because that's who's the only one that
so
has
So you
chance.
Have the Rams, the Niners, the Raiders, the Chargers.
I Not mean, the Raiders. What are you talking about?
Oh, excuse, oh gosh, dang, I didn't even think about that.
Unbelievable.
Actually, in my own head, they were already there. There's still a lot of opportunity,
listen,
I think, with
the California
team.
I, too, also did
even
a futures bet. A long time ago. I'm looking back, and I did on May 30th. No, sorry. Yeah, I did on August 26th. Sorry. I got Ohio State winning the national championship.
Okay.
I got the Dodgers winning the World Series.
That'll probably happen.
I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
No.
And I took a shot on it because I thought Kyrie was going to end up with the Lakers. Because Lakers are like plus 2,200.
Yeah. They're not trading Kyrie. They're going to
KD. This was so much earlier on, you know.
Yeah.
But basically, this was a $2,000 to win $10,000. You know what I mean? Like,
but those are like, that's not a big deal. Like, that, those are the fun ones.
And I did one more. I got Ohio State winning it. I got Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Dodgers to win. Astros to win the AL. That
guys,
one's
you guys
a plus 13,000. It's
that
fun.
Betting mindset.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This year's going
to
be fun.
It's, I would suggest if you are going to dive into this for the first time, do small $1-$2 bets and just see what the odds are and how you like to break that down. That's how I was able to be successful and throughout the entire season. I never made more than a $5 bet. It was always doing like, you know, 10 games, but I hit on, I think, two or three times and it, couple hundred bucks. It was well worth it.
My brother plays bets where he bets five cents, 15 cents.
Is this where we have to give like a warning? Like betting can be addictive.
Oh, yeah. This is. Please gamble responsibly. You'll see it everywhere that's on if you do any sort of betting whatsoever. Before we get out of here, real quick, what I am so excited for, obviously, besides, you know, football starting, we've got college starting, we've got that starting, but the weather's going to be cooling down. I feel like people start to, like, become a little nicer because we're not so angry because it's not, you know, 300 degrees outside. You know what I mean? We're going to have – this is the time of year in Arizona in which everybody kind of starts to get together. We start to have some camaraderie, which we need in this country this time.
Yes,
what?
Yes.
So, real quick, before we get out of here, thank you, sir, for being here, Rooks. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you on the boards, Aaron on the other side. I know we always joke and everything, but – Steelers are the Steelers. KDUS 1060 AM, Phoenix, James L. West, Ryan Rooks. We'll see
Thank
you guys
y'all.
Next week.
One love.